ain't nobody's spine like us. Hey, what do you say?
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition, the hump day. You know, you're celebrating it right now. We'll get to the weekend. Couple days. I wanted to play you a little of the sound, just so you know I'm not being hyperbolic. Now, Loudermilk, this Republican congressman, claimed, oh, I never gave any tours. And then, like yesterday, he admitted, well, I did give a tour, you know, like 16 people. Forgot all about that tour that you've asked me about and I've been accused of giving. You know, I told you I didn't give it to her, but yeah, I did. I did give it to her. So, Fancy Brian, let's hear a little sound of the guy. You know, he talked about it being a family, guy with kids. Well, this is the very guy taking photographs, you know, in the tunnels at the security checkpoints. This is the guy that was doing the reconnaissance the very day before. And here he is on January 6, 2021, you know, on what, Facebook video, something like that, broadcasting himself proudly to the world. Fancy Brian, going to need your help here. Cut number 5. And this is the, what, Loudermilk's buddy. Let's just call him that. Cut 5.
It has begun here at the Washington Monument, Washington, D.C. Say hello to Facebook.
Hey, what's going on, man? Glad this to be here, bro.
This is our fearless leader.
Hey, baby. Dan
Hamilton.
Check out my flag I made, guys.
See Sharp it? And tip.
There you go, baby.
Stamp someone with it.
That's right. That's for somebody, special. Somebody special.
Somebody special. I wonder who they mean. Well, let's find out, because they actually name names. Cut 6, if you would, Fancy.
All right. We are basically at the Capitol with probably close to 2 million true American patriots. They are swarming and converging, mainly from Constitution Avenue, but from all routes in. There's no escape, Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler. We're coming for you. We're coming in like white on rice for Pelosi, Nadler, Schumer, even you, AOC. We're coming to take you out. We'll pull you out by your hairs. How about that, Pelosi? Go, might as well make yourself another appointment. I'll get done with you. You're going to need a shine up on top of that bald head.
So that was the guy that was taking the photos. That was Loudermilk's buddy. And here's what we know from new court documents filed today, at least reported on today at thehill.com. Court document details Trump supporters' plan to occupy congressional buildings and the Supreme Court on January 6. The document filed in federal court on Wednesday appears to lay out a plan in which Trump supporters on January 6, 2021, would have occupied congressional office buildings as well as the Supreme Court. I bet you Clarence and Jenny Thomas would have welcomed them there. Occupied the Supreme Court and demanded a new election in an effort to prevent President Biden from taking office. The document titled 1776 Returns. Remember Marjorie Taylor Greene? She was accused of tweeting out at 1776. Almost like she was in on the plan. Just think about that a little bit more. The document titled 1776 Returns had previously been referenced by prosecutors who charged a group of Proud Boy leaders with seditious conspiracy over their role in the attack at the Capitol last year. An attorney representing Zachary Real, one of the Proud Boy defendants, attached the document to a motion submitted today, asking for her client to be released from a pretrial detention. Well, if you include this document, I don't think that's going to help your client get out, but anyways, it's unclear who drew up the plan or whether the group had agreed to set it into motion. The document does not list the Capitol building itself as one of the targets to occupy. And prosecutors said earlier in the month that Enrique Tarrio, again, he is the leader of the Proud Boys, had received the document about a week before the January 6th from an unnamed female acquaintance. The plan calls for groups to infiltrate, then occupy the Supreme Court, the six buildings that house the offices for members of Congress. The goal of the plan was to maintain control, and this is a direct quote, to maintain control over a select few but crucial buildings in the D.C. area for a set period of time, presenting our demands in unity. We need many people as possible inside these buildings, the document reads. These are our buildings. They are just renting space. We must show our politicians, we the people, are in charge. Whole different we the people than our friend L.A. Tom likes to talk about, right? So this is new news. This is new news, and I got a little bit more new news. Again, from the legal filings earlier today, Oath Keepers intended to, and here's the quote, turn on the gas while lawmakers were in the tunnels, photographed by the aforementioned and quoted January 5th Capitol tourists. Let's call them tourists. That's what our pal Ron Johnson would call them. Right-wing extremists charged in the U.S. Capitol riot threatened to gas lawmakers in the tunnel, where Rep. Barry Loudermilk, well, that's the congressional colleague of Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're both Republicans from Georgia, led a tour the previous day. The Georgia Republican led a group of 15 individuals, later identified by police as constituents, on a tour of the Capitol complex, where one participant who took photos of the hallway, staircases, and tunnels, and that same man was shown on a video from January 6th, shouting threats against individual Democratic lawmakers. We heard that. They're coming to take you out and pull you out by your hairs. When I get done with you, you're going to need to shine the top of that bald head, Nancy Pelosi, right? Come back. We'll tell you more. Because there was a greater threat. They were trying to trap the congressional people in the tunnels and then turn on the gas. Come back. More Devils at the Humpty Edition. Join us on the phones. They're toll-free for you at 844-967-2789.
Michael Jackson didn't come over to my house. He's a bad child. But his sister did.
And they weren't there for him. They were there for me.